Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. When we have Victoria Jones on with us, it's like having royalty on the air. So very excited to have her with us today. Hey, Victoria.
Hey.
You know, I thought of you because I know you do that binge-watching thing like I do, you know, House of Cards, etc. There's a new thing, and I'm not plugging Netflix, but there's a new thing called Narcos, which is pretty interesting. It's about Pablo Escobar.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I say put it on your watch list. I've watched a few episodes.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, and they have old clips of him, too. I mean, this guy was a thug, to say the least, and I'm being kind. But the series is fascinating. So that's for your listening pleasure out there across America. All right, speaking of sucking up the air, boy, Donald Trump. I was saying this the other day. As the election turns, before we've even flipped the page on the calendar, it is all about Donald Trump. And sure enough, in the latest Iowa caucus poll, he was again on top. I mean, he's not fading anytime soon, is he?
No, he's not fading anytime soon. He seems to be here to stay, at least for now. And this is a good poll. This is done by Ann Felser. There were two polls. One for the Republicans, one for Democrats, for the Des Moines Register, Bloomberg. And these polls are of likely Iowa caucus goers. And in the Republican poll, you had Donald Trump leading the pack at 23% of the vote of likely Iowa caucus goers, Republicans. Ben Carson, the retired neurosurgeon, coming in second at 18%. And very interestingly, he has a 79% approval rating. And Trump was viewed favorably by 61% of all likely GOP caucus goers. And this is interesting, a huge rise of 34 percentage points since May. And this is a bit eye-popping. Business-oriented Republicans preferred Trump to Jeb Bush, 60%. To 16%.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy.
Worrying. That's worrying for the Jeb Bush camp.
Yeah, I mean, how long does he stick around? If he keeps going lower and lower in these polls for what they're worth, I think at some point, doesn't he have to save face? Does he make it all the way to the caucus and, you know, the Iowa caucus and New Hampshire?
Well, you've got to wonder about that. And there was this fascinating story out on Friday about how he has lost three high-level Florida fundraisers. Now, these are people who actually raised the funds for him. He's a Florida-based, of course, he's a Florida guy, and there are about three different conflicting stories as to whether they quit and are still working for his super PAC or whether they were let go. So it's
wow.
Really not clear what happened, but they are gone, three of them. They're not working on the campaign anymore. But donors, potential donors, are saying they're less worried about internal mechanics of the campaign and more worried about how he's not catching fire with Republicans.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, of course, that has to be a huge concern. So as we kind of eyeball what's happening with the Republicans, the fascinating thing to me is October 22nd, Hillary Clinton testifying. But before we get there, a lot of things are starting to happen to see the ground shake underneath her feet. How secure do you think her bid is at this point?
Well, I think she's secure in the sense that I don't think she's going to pull out.
No.
Now, Monday, some more emails came out from the State Department. And, of course, everybody's plowing through those to try to figure out what they all mean. There'll be a clearer idea of what they all say on Tuesday, of course. But they have just come out. There is worry in the Clinton camp. And there's been a growing realization over the last week, and it's astonishing that it's taken them this long, that they have handled, or rather she has handled, ultimately, the email business very, very badly.
That's what I say. I don't understand how you can be a career politician, get to this point, and not know how to deal with this, and not get to this, not have this happen in the first place.
It's almost as though she has been unable to apologize and unable to admit that she's done anything wrong. Last Tuesday, this is a week ago, she said, it wasn't the best choice. I did this, I did this. And so she really did sort of say it. And then later in the week, so everybody said, okay, so she's copping to it. This is good. This is the route she needs to go. And it went down well. By last Friday, she changed again and literally said, it's complicated. And everybody went, oh, for crying out loud. This is not what she needs to be saying.
Yeah, yeah, mixing up the game. No question about it. All right, so in a couple of weeks, as you know, everybody comes back, probably less than that, back from, you know, to Congress officially. And is the big deal going to be this Iran deal? Because that's all the conversation we've heard in the so-called vacation period.
It's going to be huge. Congress gets back on the 8th. By the 17th, they will be voting on this resolution of disapproval by the Republicans on the Iran nuclear accord. And they are in the low 30s now, the Democrats, of the numbers, very low 30s, of the numbers of Democratic senators who they've got to support the president on this. So they feel like they may have enough to block the resolution of disapproval. So what's going on Capitol Hill now is you've got the opponent coming up with a plan B, which is to push a whole slew of new legislation for the fall to increase sanctions on Iran for its role in supporting terrorist organizations and militias. And they think that could cause Iran to back out of the deal entirely, which would suit them and would be hugely embarrassing for the president.
Well, yeah, no kidding. What else do you think? What else is the big thing that's going on in Washington besides that? Like we just mentioned, obviously that's huge. But what else will be, you know, on everybody's plate, so to speak, as we move closer to the holidays? Believe it or not, we're already there.
Well, I think two things this week. One is the president's trip to Alaska, which is on over 3 days. He's already there. And Tuesday, he's taking a hike, literally taking a hike, which is pretty unusual for a president. Monday, he was addressing a State Department conference on climate. This is big about climate change, this whole trip. But the complication for him is that Alaska is also about oil. So he's got to balance the two things. And also, you've got this conversation going on in Washington as a result of a Washington Post story out Monday saying that the Obama administration is developing a package of unprecedented economic sanctions against Chinese companies and individuals who've benefited from their government's cyber theft of valuable U.S. trade secrets. And when this is likely to drop, and we don't know when that is.
Wow. Unbelievable. All right, Victoria Jones, always good stuff from you. Have a great day, and we'll talk again soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Kevin Ring is in our virtual green room. He's the director of strategic initiatives for families against mandatory minimums. He's also the author of Scalia Dissents, Writings of the Supreme Court's Wittiest, Most Outspoken Justice. What a great title for a book. Hey, Kevin, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So there's been a lot of debate, obviously, since what happened last week. Very sad story, as you know, from Roanoke, Virginia. Reporter and her photographer killed during a live broadcast, and another woman from the Chamber of Commerce injured. Luckily, she survived that. But now move on to talking about guns again and what has to happen in our country with guns. So what state are we at? And it becomes a whole gun grabbing thing. What's your take, first of all, on how come every time we have one of these incidents happen, this kicks open again?
Well, I think there's a lack of imagination. I also think, you know, when you're a hammer, everything's a nail. And I think if you support gun control, you find every reason to, you know, every incident becomes a new reason to support it. And I think this case is one in particular where he passed the background check, and there's really no law or regulation that was going to stop this madman from getting a gun. And so at FAM, we're always concerned about new laws passed in reaction to specific events, because those tend to be the worst criminal laws we get.
Yeah, so what do you do at FAM? What do you do when a story like this hits and you go on, I'll say, the offense? What do you do? What do you tell people?
Well, we say, think for a minute. You know, stop and think. Don't react. You know, there's an old expression, don't just do something. You know, stand there. And Congress usually does the opposite. And so the worst criminal justice laws we have are those that were passed in the immediate aftermath of a tragic incident. So, for instance, when Len Bias, the basketball star from the University of Maryland, was drafted by the Celtics, died of a cocaine overdose, immediately we got saddled with long, counterproductive mandatory minimum sentencing laws, which now, you know, conservatives and liberals are joining together to finally revisit. Every time we see something Congress passed first by federalizing what was normally a state crime and then jacking up the penalties for that. And then we look 10 years later and we say, well, that was a mistake. But it's because things are made in the heat of battle. And so our first reaction is usually just think about what you're doing first. Stop, you know, hold on. Investigate what really was the cause here and whether a new law is going to do anything to fix it.
Yeah, so talk about those mandatory minimums. As you said, this is kind of a road of agreement between two ideologically very different groups.
It is, and it's amazing, because it's not just the libertarian right who is joining with folks on the left. It's traditional conservatives, American Conservative Union, people like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, Congressman Sensenbrenner. It's been pretty amazing to watch, and it's because I think, well, there's two things. One, I think culturally, I think there used to be a sense growing up that no one knew somebody in prison. And today, I think that's not the case. I think everybody knows somebody who's gone to prison, at least one person. And the numbers bear that out, because 1 in 100 adults is under some sort of supervisional control, jail, prison, or probation. And so there's that aspect, which I think is more cultural. The other is, I think conservatives finally turned a critical eye to the criminal justice bureaucracy in the same way they do with other agencies. If the same sort of waste and abuse went on at EPA or FDA or one of the other federal agencies that's been going on at the Bureau of Prisons, this would have been fixed a long time ago, and there would have been more oversight. But I think there is a habit, or there was a reflex on the right, to say, well, look, this is a legitimate function of government. We have to keep the bad guys. And so there wasn't any critical cost-benefit analysis, for instance. Are we getting the best bang for the buck for the taxpayers? Yes, we want to keep the bad guys locked up. But do these sentences make sense? Or are we just making things worse because these people come out and reoffend? So yeah. I think that's why the conservatives have come around, and so we've seen a groundswell.
Yeah, and obviously in being involved in this and having the conversation there, that has to make you feel a little optimistic that something might change.
It looks good, and you know, this is one of those things where it's always easier to kill something than to pass something. So, you know, I think everyone's cautiously optimistic, but they know there's still a ways to go. There's still some holdout lawmakers who are in powerful positions. And then the devil will be in the details. You know, I mean, if we pass something that reforms drug mandatory minimum laws, but then enact Kate's Law, this new proposal to impose a 5-year mandatory minimum on anyone who reenters the country, you might as well not even pass the reforms, because that'll overwhelm them with that we will just have to start building prisons tomorrow and not stop for a long time. So it's one of those things where you don't want to take one step forward, two steps back.
And if you get into the prison thing, too, it's that whole privatization of the prisons. But the prison system, it's like a wicked cobweb to try to pull that apart, isn't it?
It is. And I think there's two things. One is it's complicated. It's not easy, because if you are attacking some agencies, it may not only be bureaucratic and full of waste, but you may not actually even like much of their mission. And so it's a little easier to take an axe to it. With the Bureau of Prisons, we all know we need prisons. We need to keep bad people.
Yep.
Away from civil society, so we want to be careful about how we approach that. And then you get into real sticky issues. Some are philosophical about, you know, how much is for deterrence, how much is just punishment, you know, retribution because he did something wrong. I mean, no one thinks Bernie Madoff is a threat to society, but what he did was so egregious, we want him locked up. So that's one end of the spectrum. But then you have people who may be like a first-time drug dealer, and we want to punish him, but we also don't want to make him worse off and therefore us worse off by, you know, housing him with a bunch of tougher criminals where he's going to come out worse. So it's complicated, it's not easy, and this debate in the past has been so polarized that it's made it hard to find solutions. And I think the thing about conservatives coming forward on this is it's a real Nixon goes to China moment. It's going to take conservative support, because liberals have, you know, rightly or wrongly been seen as soft on crime in the old debates. And so I think this is why it's going to take conservative support, and that's why it's good to see it.
We're speaking with Kevin Ring here on America Tonight. And Kevin, you know, the other thing is when we go back to gun control and what happens whenever there's something terrible and that becomes the buzz in the backyard because we're saddened by the needless slaughter of people. It's just unbelievable what's happened to these families connected to this reporter and to this, and also to this videographer. But one of the arguments about, listen, why do we keep, you know, this gun violence is up and we need to have gun control. But does gun control work in Europe? That always gets thrown up. And when I look at the numbers, it doesn't really bear that out, does it?
No. And I think that, well, and there's, you know, and this is why this topic is so complicated, too. Violent crime is up from last year, but it was down for 20 straight years. And so even when you hear the statistics now saying at this pace, you know, homicide, you know, gun shootings will be up 40%, that'll be from a historic low. So sometimes numbers can be played with in a way that, you know, is interesting and it can drive news, but it doesn't really matter. It's not all that relevant. I mean, if you had 112 shootings and you went up to 120, I mean, statistically, that's a significant difference, but, you know, it doesn't really affect people's safety. And so I think things get confused in that regard. But no, this is the problem with a lot of these gun control proposals. And, you know, it's really not, FAM's focus is usually just on the sentences that get attached to these. But, you know, we have, you know, 100 million more guns, you know, or 70 million more guns in the last 30 years, and violent crimes at its lowest level. So when you try to find causal analysis, it's really hard. I think, again, it's just when you're a hammer, everything's a nail. And if you already believe that this is a problem, then you're looking to impose this as a solution. But these last few high-profile incidents were people who had lawful guns. I mean, if the fix is supposed to be a background check, it didn't work because these people passed one. So, you know, it's frustrating, but that doesn't mean we should do something stupid just because we want to do something.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, before you fly, tell me about your book.
Oh, Scalia Descends. It's actually a little old now, but the good news is I'm going to do another updated version that'll come out next year. There's no other Supreme Court justice that you could, you know, collect his opinions and let them stand on their own because, I mean, as good as Thomas is or Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if you're on the left, they're not fun to read. But Scalia writes excellent opinions. He's a great writer and a great rhetorician. And so I wrote that I collected his opinions in 2004. Next year is his 30th anniversary on the court, so there'll be a new version coming out. But it's just, if you are at all interested in constitutional law or in just witty writing, it's really fun.
All right, I love it. Kevin Ring, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaine high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Tonight, in case you haven't heard it, the latest from the Democrats and the latest from the Republicans on the not-so-campaign trail. I guess it's official. We now have to run for office at least 2 years in advance, right? Well, once we flip the calendars, I'm fond of saying into January that it's full speed ahead. But it's full speed ahead for one Republican. I have to say I'm stunned, and I still say that part of the reason why Dr. Ben Carson is doing so well and resonating with a lot of voters is the way he performed in that first debate, the humor, the directness at the end. And I think that gave him confidence as now he's making his way around the country. So for the first time in more than a month, Trump is not leading the field by himself in one of the key nominating states in the Republican primary. Nope, Ben Carson. He has flown up in the pack, tying Trump in Iowa. Monmouth University found in a poll on Monday that this is how it goes. Trump and Carson are tied at 23%. That's huge for Carson, for sure. Behind Trump and Carson, Carly Fiorina, 10%. So the broad has leapfrogged the boys. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, 9%. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker at 7%. Bearsworth saying the numbers. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush at 5%. Ohio Governor John Kasich and Florida Senator Marco Rubio have 4%. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who was in the money 2 years ago, 3%. Former Arkansas Governor Mike, I used to be on Fox, Huckabee, and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, 2%. No other candidates above 1%. Wow, what a contrast from what we had seen last time around. Now, remember, just earlier this month, CNN org poll showed Trump at 22%, Carson 14%, Walker 9%. What do you make of the wacky numbers? I told you what I thought. Is Carson a viable candidate? Is Ben Carson somebody that you would vote for? Do you like the choice of Dr. Ben Carson? I'm flinging the doors open for that conversation. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. So, here's the scoop on Ben Carson. The deal is, he is authentic in a much different way than the defenseless Donald Trump. He's 63 years old. I mean, he's penned some books. He's a retired John Hopkins neurosurgeon. Nobody would question his incredible, impeccable run as a doctor. That's why I said, man, if nothing else, this guy, Surgeon General, if you could get him, right? I mean, look, he was the first surgeon to successfully separate conjoined twins at the head. He even won the Presidential Medal of Freedom. George W. Bush gave it to him. And what happened was, in 2013, he rose to fame or prominence outside of the Beltway when he delivered the National Prayer Breakfast. So he became a popular conservative that people started to look at. He has three sons. He has that Medal of Freedom I talked about. He has a slew of other awards in his background. He's a native son of Detroit, Michigan. The book that he wrote, Gifted Hands, in that book he talks about he once had a violent temper. He said when he was in ninth grade he nearly stabbed one of his friends because they were fighting over a radio station. But then he got religion, and he said he never had another problem with temper. He went from almost stabbing a friend to graduating from Yale, then going to the University of Michigan Medical School, and then John Hopkins. Impeccable medical career. Tons of awards and honors. In 2013, initially he said he wasn't a member of any political party. Then he joined the Republican Party in November of 2014. That was after the midterms. He was considering running for president in 2016. In his latest book, America the Beautiful, he talked about his decision to jump into the arena. He said he thought it was a great idea for doctors, scientists, engineers, and others who are trained to make decisions based on facts. This is important, and empirical data to get involved in the political arena. So one thing about Carson, like Trump in a different way. He is an outsider. He is not a Beltway babe, except for the fact that the people in Washington are very familiar with him and that he received a lot of honors like the Medal of Freedom, all that kind of stuff. But otherwise, no. So initially, no political party, midterms hit, boom, he's a Republican. Where does he stand on Obamacare? Because especially he is a doctor. He said that the concept of for-profit for the insurance companies is ridiculous. He said what needs to happen is get rid of for-profit insurance companies. The policies are lame and that the government is responsible for catastrophic health care. He says we have to make the insurance companies responsible only for routine health care. Now, he espouses, or has written about it anyway, the expanded use of health savings accounts. Now, I'm not a big fan of that. plus a system similar to Medicare and Medicaid. He says we need to remove health care from the political arena and recognize that any government proposals affecting the health of all citizens should be free market-based. Got that. I agree with that. And should be so appealing, it would be necessary to force citizens into the program. Or it wouldn't be necessary to force them in, which I agree with that. How many people have a gun to their head with this whole Obamacare thing, and in the end they can't afford it? It's a hot mess is what it is. And we all know that. Very few people, being honest, will tell you that they think the healthcare situation is much better. I have friends I've argued with about this. And I say, of course it's much better because you think it's much better because you haven't had to use it. Anyone caught in the middle, living maybe a little better than paycheck to paycheck, or someone living paycheck to paycheck, especially if they have children, especially if they have other people in the family, especially if they're an entrepreneur, and their company is not providing any kind of a balance that they used to get. They paid for part of it. It's not the same kind of health care that people at least were used to in the past. It's one thing to pay more for your health care, but you're getting less. I've told this story so many times, I haven't told it a lot lately. But when I had my scare, I just got strep and it was bad. And, you know, certainly I was on the air, but it was tough, I have to tell you. And I remember I told the story explicitly where I didn't go to the doctor because it was an off time. So I went to one of those doc-in-the-box places. And lo and behold, what they prescribed of I'm a healthy person really rocked me. And then when I went into the place, I mean, they practically asked me for fingerprints and to take a photo ID and then asked me, you know, what the a la carte menu was for healthcare. And I was so stunned. And they said that they did that to everyone. And I thought, wow, do I miss the days when I could just go and see a doctor, hey, doc, tell him what's wrong, or her, and then get treatment and feel pretty confident in the treatment. Because, you know, it's a guessing game. So no doctor is infallible. No doctor's infallible, but phew. So anyway, that's the scoop on Ben Carson. And I think he's pretty interesting. I think he's right. He's an outsider. There's no question about that. We're going to swing into more of this conversation as we dive deeper here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, into the Clinton fracas. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thousands of Clinton emails have been released, and apparently 125 have classified information. How crazy when you think about that. And Huma Abedin, who was the aide to Hillary Clinton, handled probably most of those emails. And remember, she's married to Anthony Weiner, who used to be the Democratic darling. Many thought he was being groomed for president until the congressman decided he would show his package to somebody. I mean, not on the street, basically taking a picture of his wares from the congressional gym and having some Facebook friends. We won't go there. It's bad with Anthony Weiner. We already know the stories and the jokes. Pushing all of that aside, it's interesting because Trump jumped all over that. And the campaign fired back and said it was despicable, just terrible, dishonorable, that he would bring that up. You know, in politics, and the Clinton campaign should know this. Love and war, baby. All is fair in love and war. And politics. We don't live in a place where you roll up women in carpets and take them in the back door of the White House and nobody writes about it or talks about it, even if they know. So whatever's out there eventually gets revealed. It's that same drumbeat I've been talking about. Will the emails ultimately be what takes Hillary out of the campaign, which is incredibly ironic? Stay with us.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn her music on you.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight as we round the bend for this first hour of the show. Talking about Ben Carson, a little bit of a diver deep, and a deeper dive rather, on what he's about and how he got to this position of where he is, when he declared he was a Republican, when he decided to jump in, and now what's happened, how he's surging in the polls for what it's worth, and those that are taking a real nose dive. And then, of course, Hillary Clinton, a treasure trove of who knows what other things we're going to discover, but interesting that it's going to be these emails that really sink her ship, I think, without a doubt. And it's shocking to me, although as soon as the whole email thing broke and they were sidestepping it and saying one thing, then making jokes about Snapchat, I mean, this is the one thing that is denting the Teflon. It is wearing off as we speak. Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, I'll give you some information on Carson. He's a Seventh-day Adventist.
Yep.
And my family is a Seventh-day Adventist also. And they're going to go after him on that, just like they went after Romney's Mormon church. You know, some hardcore Christians out there are not going to like the fact that the Seventh-day Adventists, they go to church on Saturday. But, you know, Saturday is the seventh day. So that's why they do that. You know, and that's why they say, you know, keep the seventh day holy. But it got changed around to Sunday later on. But originally, of course, I mean, that's why the Jews still keep the Sabbath. And so that's the biggest difference between the Seventh-day Adventist Church, which is a Christian church,
right,
and the other, you know, Baptists and Lutherans and everything like that. They do emphasize a lot of nutrition, you know, and they also have somebody that's called Sister White, which wrote a whole bunch of books, and that's one thing that they are criticized about also, because many Seventh-day Adventists consider her a prophet. So, you know, they get a lot of flack from that. You know, the thing about Dr. Carson is that he's black. That's the main thing.
Because right.
Over the last two presidential elections, no group of the electorate in the United States has been mobilized as efficiently as the black population. I mean, we're talking about, you know, their percentage of blacks voting is higher than any other group in the last two elections, because, of course, they were voting for a black man, or half a black man, actually. But anyway, that mobilization, that system is still there. And if they decide to vote for a black man again, it's going to be Republican, okay? And that could take a big chunk out of the Democrats. Now, let me tell you a personal story. When I had some people over here who were Seventh-day Adventists, they were black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was the mother and her son. And the first thing, we hate talking about politics, but then, you know, we started talking about politics.
So let's dive right into it right now. That's great.
And, you know, and then so I said, hey, what about Carson? And, you know, the first thing is, but he's a Republican. You know, like he was a murderer or something. And then I had to stop right there because I didn't want to go, you know, the whole Planned Parenthood situation. And, you know, I didn't want to tell him, well, you know, I know you go to church, but you're going to hell because you're voting Democrat. Because they're in my house.
Funny.
I want to treat them nice, you know. But it's going to be interesting because I like the way he answers. He is like Trump in that he will answer back and in a much more calm and dignified way, but he won't retreat or apologize on cue as many others do or have done until the Trump era, you know, came upon us. You know, for many years, if a reporter said, oh, you need to apologize by this, well, you figured out a way to apologize until Trump came on the scene. And Carson is doing a very good job of hitting back. I mean, if you noticed Black Lives Matter attacked him and he's getting attacked because they do not want to lose that mobilized force they have in the black community. And, you know, it's going to be black and white. It's not going to be, he's going to be the only black person on the ticket. So in either side of the aisle, it's not going to be confusing. You know, and a black person will see that and go, should I vote for Hillary, who did not like Obama, or should I vote for the brother over here? You know?
Right.
And I mean, I don't know if he's going to be the candidate, but I could see him as vice presidential very easily. And, you know, all these candidates are getting better. You know, it's going to be what faction of the population is mobilized the most. Will it be the Hispanics? Will it be the blacks, or will it be the women?
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Kate. How many women do you know that normally would vote Republican, but this time are going to vote Hillary?
You know, it's such a great question, and the answer to that is I don't know anyone that was wants to vote for Hillary now because of the few that I knew that maybe would still be the holdover, and mostly from the East Coast, they're Democrats, are not happy with Hillary because of the whole email thing. So
you think they're going to vote Republican?
I don't know. If they're open to the right person, the few people that I know that were swinging in her direction. So that
really?
Tells me there's an, yeah, that tells me there's an opening. If you can get somebody to flip parties because they're so disgusted, that says something to me. That's big. Yeah. I mean, I think that's really big because how often do you have, you know, that happen?
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine in the video creation rooms of the Republican Party, they are having so much fun with the TV commercials they're going to put up with Mr. Weiner and Uma and the cleaning of the server and the server being in some bathroom, and you know it's going to make Hillary look like she's on too many meds or something.
Well, and the problem with Hillary is she's not good at diffusing the situation. She's not Bill Clinton. I mean, Bill Clinton could get on TV and say, I did not have sex with that woman, and then even though everybody makes fun of it and plays the clip, he gets away with it. She doesn't have that charm that he has. She just doesn't. And I think that's the part that has really sunk her the worst. And wait till you see what happens in October. I can't imagine she's going to come off great after she's testifying, and that's going to be played all over the place.
Do you think that she could actually just step aside and open it up or be pushed aside?
I think she'd have to be shoved off the stage. She has the control. I don't think she wants to step aside at all. I mean, she would have to plummet, you know, and be in the, like, get 2% in the polls or something, and I don't think that'll happen. No, I think she fights to the bitter end. But who is she going to fight for the nomination? Because is Joe Biden really going to jump into that? Is it going to be the rumor of Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren then throws her weight in that direction? You know, that's the intriguing part for the Democrats. So if the Republicans don't mess it up, the door once again has been cracked open, Tomas. And by the way, Tomas, my husband came from the Seventh-day Adventist background, so I'm very familiar with it.
Wow,
and
look at that.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to get Carson interviewed, man.
I will get Carson. Somebody's already offered Carson to me, so I'll get him on here. I guarantee he's one of the people that I'll have on. I just had that conversation with somebody because he was in Dallas maybe about a month ago. And thanks to Moss. And he and the people that, in fact, I know probably 30 people that saw him, and they said he was terrific. He was speaking at an event, a morning breakfast in Dallas, and they said he was great, answered questions. They really liked him, and they were really high on him. And this is when he was getting nothing in the polls and going nowhere. And now look what's happened. It just goes to show you things can really change, and we still have some distance between now and Iowa and New Hampshire and all those major primaries, of course, that are significant. Thank you for being significant and listening to this version of America Tonight.
It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.